You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Cats and crazy kittens, I'm at the cat where it's at, your furry leader, welcoming you back to the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's truly the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the next hour, we're going to put the jukebox back in the spotlight where it belongs, baby. That old Rockola juke is going to be jumping as we feature another jukebox rhythm review, this time for the year 1955. This was the first year that rock and roll truly crossed over into the mainstream. When we did 1954, you saw that many rhythm and blues records were also crossing over onto the pop chart. That crossover success has become mostly standard issue this year, and as we go through the next two programs, I'll point out just how high each record crossed over onto the pop charts. 1955 is the year of Blackboard Jungle, and Bill Haley's tremendous success with Rock Around the Clock. The strongest record so far recorded by a white group to introduce white kids to black music. 1955 is also the year that introduced us to Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, the Penguins, and the Moonglows. This year introduced white audiences to Fats Domino, a cat who had been scoring hits on the R&B chart for the last 5 years. Ray Charles would almost single-handedly invent soul music in 1955, and Johnny Ace would score the biggest hit of his career posthumously. Even though this was the year before Elvis broke nationally, 1955 rocked the music world. It was the year of Marlon Brando, Marilyn Monroe, James Dean, Ava Gardner, and Disneyland. Over on the small screen, the CBS network ruled with the $64,000 question, I Love Lucy, The Ed Sullivan Show, The Jack Benny Program, and December Bride, all bringing in millions of viewers. Also, this was the first year of the non-corded remote control for your television. Corded remote controls were introduced in 1950, but by 55, those cords were cut. Now let's get to the jukeboxes. Technically, the first number one hit of 1955 was the last number one hit of 54, You Upset Me Baby by B.B. King. But the first new hit of 1955 belonged to a couple of high school friends out of Fremont High in Los Angeles, California, called the Penguins. The song Earth Angel, Will You Be Mine, should be considered one of rock and roll's very first tunes. That's because not only did it hit number one on the rhythm and blues lists, but crossed over to hit number eight on the pop chart. It was issued in October of 1954, it entered the charts on December 18th, and went to number one on January 15th. It was their first record and only major charter. They would score a minor hit in 1957 with Pledge of Love. So let's kick off part one of my two-part feature, Jukebox Rhythm Review for 1955 with the Penguins and Earth Angel, Will You Be Mine? I'm Matt the Cat, and this is the Juke in the Back.
I knew the vision. of your love, loveliness. I hope and I pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel, earth angel, please be mine, my darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool in love with you.
The Always Marvelous Moon Glows with Bobby Lester on lead vocal. That single was issued by Chess Records in October of 54. And if you can believe it, it was their first charting single. It entered the charts on December 4th and rose to number one on the National Jukebox Chart on January 22, 1955, where it remained for 2 weeks. Even though the Moonglows had been making records for Chance for the last 2 years, it wasn't until 55 that they charted with their first single for Chess Records. It also crossed over into the pop charts, making it as high as number 20. Up next is a cat who was dubbed the first casualty of rock and roll. Johnny Ace, born John Alexander in Memphis, Tennessee, became one of R&B's biggest stars in the early 1950s after graduating from the Beale Streeters, a local Memphis group that at one time included B.B. King and Rufus Thomas. Right out of the gate, he scored a huge number one record in late summer of 1952 with My Song. He then hit number one the following summer with The Clock. Ace's career was still going strong when he accidentally cut his life short by shooting himself to death on Christmas Day, 1954, backstage at the Houston Auditorium. The music world was devastated, so much so that news even crossed over into the pop market. When Duke Records issued his first posthumous release about 2 weeks after his death, it sold like hotcakes to both the R&B and pop market. Pledging My Love hit number one on the Rhythm and Blues Airplay, Jukebox, and Sales chart, and it crossed over to a whopping number 17 on the pop chart. It hit number one on February 12th and remained there for 10 weeks. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're digging on a Jukebox Rhythm Review of the first half of 1955. Here's the late, great Johnny Ace with Pledging My Love.
Forever, my darling, my love will be true. Always and forever, I'll love just you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. Make this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and to hold. Making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you. Rest of my days, I'll never part from you and your loving way. Making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you. The rest of my days, I'll never part from you and your loving way.
I went to Chinatown, way back in old Hong Kong, to get some egg bouillon, and then I heard a gong. Bling, ting, tong, gotta sing that song
called I Smoke 'em Boo, I Smoke 'em Boo.
Bling, ting, tong, he can never be.
I smoke a boot. smoke 'em blue.
Ling Ting Tong, he can never be wrong. Go on and sing your song. Ling Ting Tong. Ling Ting Tong, sing that song.
I smoke 'em blue, I hate. I smoke 'em blue.
The Charms, holding stable to my rickety old 78 RPM turntable with Ling Ting Tong, their second huge hit. They were just coming off of the success of their first smash, Hearts of Stone, which had been number one since November of 54. It had just begun to slow down when Deluxe Records hit the market with their next record, Ling Ting Tong, which was also out at the exact same time by the Five Keys. The Charms version rose to number 5 on the R&B lists and crossed over to number 26 on the pop chart. The Five Keys version did almost as well, hitting number 5 R&B and crossing over to number 28 pop. It's funny to think how you couldn't record a song like that today, but back in 1955, two versions of that song were battling it out for jukebox plays. Up next is one of the most important records released by Ray Charles, even though it didn't cross over into the pop market. It's I Got a Woman, Ray's first number one. It also just might be the record that invented soul. That's because Ray took an old spiritual called It Must Be Jesus, done by the Southern Tones, and he added secular lyrics. When he played the song over the phone for Atlantic Records executives Ahmet Erdogan and Jerry Wexler, they were so excited to get him into the studio that they rented some time at Georgia Tech's radio station, WGST. Ray laid down the song with a great New Orleans cadence, mixing the sacred and profane that would become the hallmark of soul music. After Atlantic issued it, it was a slow burner, getting jukebox play starting at the end of January, but not rising to the top of the chart until May 7th. Ladies and gentlemen, cats and kittens, I submit to you another chart topper from 1955, our featured year on this week's Juke in the Back. Here's Ray Charles with I Got a Woman.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. For me, oh yeah, she says loving early in the morning just for me, oh yeah, she says loving just for me, oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. Yeah, I'm a lover man. I don't you know she's alright. I don't you know she's alright. She's alright, she's alright. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Pamela Isabel. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Hey, baby! What do I have to do to make you love me too?
You got to roll with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Roll with me, Henry.
Don't mean maybe.
Roll with me, Henry.
Any old time.
Roll with me, Henry.
Won't change my mind.
Roll with me, Henry.
All right.
You better roll it while the road.
It's the Jukebox Rhythm Review for 1955 here on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. That's Etta James and the Peaches featuring Richard Berry doing the Henry part and the Wallflower. And you know, 55 was definitely a big year for firsts. That was Etta James's first record. She was discovered up in San Francisco, her hometown, by Johnny Otis, who then took her down to L.A., hooked her up with Richard Berry, and they cut that for Modern Records. It began jumping out of the jukeboxes in mid-February of 55 and entered the number one spot a few months later on April 9th. This next cat had been making hit records since 1952, where he scored a big number one right out of the gate with Juke. I'm talking about Little Walter. He was born in Louisiana as Marion Walter Jacobs in 1930. He played a mean harp on many of Muddy Waters' classic recordings, but also had a substantial career himself as a solo artist. In fact, My Babe, which we're about to hear, was his 9th charting single. Most of his records were instrumentals, but every once in a while he'd hit us with a vocal baby. And this one began scoring requests in March, but didn't hit number one until late April. Here's Little Walter and the Jukes as we feature the first half of 1955. It's My Babe.
My baby don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my baby. True little baby, my baby. My baby, I know she'd love me, my baby. Oh yes, I know she'd love me, my baby. Oh yes, I know she'd love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my baby. True little baby, my baby.
Have you heard the news?
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes,
long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Oh, you still mind. I need love. I need your love. Godspeed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Lonely rivers sigh, wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me. Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch. A long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Oh, you still mine. I need your love. I need your love. Godspeed your love to me.
Roy Hamilton with an undeniably huge record in 1955, Unchained Melody. Now, his major competition was another version of the tune put out by Al Hibbler. Al's charted higher on the pop chart than Roy's did. Roy only made it to number 6. But Roy Hamilton did better on the R&B side, hitting number 1 in May of 55 and remaining there for 3 weeks. Epic Records issued that in April, and it was a major jukebox success. I mean, baby, you gotta slow dance sometime. Up next, we have a record that sounds like it's from out of this world. Nappy Brown, a North Carolina native that sounds like he might be from the islands or maybe even outer space. Here's Don't Be Angry, which was released on Savoy Records in April. It went to number 2 on the R&B jukebox chart and crossed over to number 25 pop. Ooh, drop another nickel in as we feature the first half of 1955 on part 1 of my two-parter Jukebox Rhythm Review. Here's Nappy Brown.
So, don't be angry and drive me away. I knew I was wrong. Please let me stay. Well, I've been a fool, dear. Oh, do you, I know. But I realize now that I love you so. If you will forgive me for causing you this pain, I promise you, my darling, I wanna hurt you again. So don't be angry. Chance, dear, don't drive me with her. Don't a chance to prove my love is true. You won't regret it, dear, but I'll make it up to you. So don't be angry. Please hear what I say. Well, give me a chance, dear. Tunnel the dry, me with a lap. Tunnel the dry, me with a lap. Tunnel the dry, me with a lap.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the great jukebox hits of 1955, and this cat, the blind troubadour of rhythm and blues, Al Hibbler, had been making hit records since 1949 when his Trees went to number 2 on the Miracle label. He recorded for Atlantic and Chess before he did this one for Decca. I mentioned earlier in the program that Roy Hamilton scored a number one hit with Unchained Melody. Well, so did Al Hibbler. His went to number one for only 1 week. It was issued in April and hit number one on June 18th. It crossed over to a whopping number 3 on the pop charts, making it a higher crossover success than Roy Hamilton's. Here's the fabulous Al Hibbler with Unchained Melody, this week's Great 78.
Time goes by so slow. Time can do so much, or you still mine. I need your love. I need your love. God, speed your love. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Lonely rivers sigh, wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me. Long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? Your love, God, speed your love to me.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Is that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? Tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Fats Domino from May of 1955 with Ain't It a Shame. Now, Fats had already been cutting hit records for 5 years. He burst on the scene in 1950 with The Fat Man, a big number two record. He scored a number one in 53 with Going Home. Ain't It a Shame was Fats Domino's second rhythm and blues chart topper. He would go on to have seven more number one R&B records. Ain't It a Shame introduced Fats Domino to the white audience. It was his first crossover record, topping out at number 10. Fats would have many more hit records on the pop charts, but he never scored a number one pop hit. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back as we feature part one of my two-parter Jukebox Rhythm Review for 1955, highlighting the top jukebox records of the year. And baby, our rockola is jumping. Up next, the debut single from one of the most influential cats in music history, Bo Diddley. He was born Ellis Bates in Macomb, Mississippi, on December 30th, 1928. By age 12, he was living in Chicago and soaking up the sounds of the South Side. On March 2nd, 1955, he laid down his first single for the Checker label, a subsidiary of Chess Records. The song, Bo Diddley, featured that great hambone rhythm, the rhythm that would be heard around the world and copied over and over throughout rock and roll history. Checker issued the single in April, and by June 25th, it was number one on the R&B charts, where it remained for 2 weeks. Bo Diddley by Bo Diddley did not make it over to the pop charts, but he was popular enough that Ed Sullivan had him on his program on November 20th, 1955. Sullivan had him set up to sing 16 Tons, the Tennessee Ernie Ford song that was making waves at the time. But when the curtain lifted and the cameras began to roll, Bo Diddley launched into his own song, angering Sullivan to the point where he never invited him back. It's too late because now America had an image to put with that crazy record. And what a rock and roll move to do on national television. Here he is with that infectious beat. It's 1955, and the times, they are a-changing. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back.
Go to the side, baby, diamond ring. He gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Diddley caught a nanny goat to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Bo Diddley caught a bell cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones. Take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo Diddley, Bo Diddley, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't worth.
Looking through a fine tooth comb. But These young cats will make a good girl lose her home. I wanna go north, east, south, west, every which way, as long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving, baby, I don't care. You got big broad shoulders built like a trailer truck. Let me run with your daddy and maybe I'll change my luck. I got to watch myself, these boys are getting out of hand. I've got to watch myself, these boys are getting out of hand. They get 12 years old and start acting like a natural man. I wanna go north, east, south, west, ever which way, as long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving, baby, I don't care. Go north, east, south, west, ever which way, as long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving,
as long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving, baby, I don't care.
Ms. Rhythm Ruth Brown getting down to the sound that's all around from June of 1955, and As Long As I'm Moving. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed part one of my two-part feature on 1955, Jukebox Rhythm Review. This week, we heard the top jukebox hits from January through June. Next week, we'll pick up in July and carry it through till the end of the year. Remember, until then, soul is a feeling. You'll get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's close down the show with a record you probably don't expect me to play. There's been a lot of back and forth over the years whether or not this song was the first rock and roll record. Well, it wasn't the first rock and roll record, but upon its second release, it did have a huge cultural impact that spread rock and roll right into the mainstream and set the world up for Elvis's breakthrough in early 1956. We're gonna rock around the clock. Written in 1952, it was originally cut by Sunny Day and the Knights. Bill Haley and his Comets laid it down at their first Decca recording session, held in April of 1954. When issued in May of 54, 13 Women was the A-side, and We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock was the B-side. The record made a few blips here and there, but overall was a dud. Then flash forward to early 1955, when it was chosen as the theme song for the new motion picture Blackboard Jungle, which came out in March. Seeing an increased demand for the record, Decca reissued the song in May of 1955. By July, it was number one on the pop charts and number three on the R&B lists. Rock and roll was here, and now the white kids were dancing to black music. All right, Hepcats and Crazy Kittens, we're gonna rock around the clock. I'll catch you on the flip side next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 12, we'll cool off.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.